For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, please welcome Ashley Raven into the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, Ashley.
Hey, Kennedy. How are you?
I am living the dream. How about you, girl?
Doing just fine. Thank you.
I want to read to you something that Ashley wrote. She says, I can't cure cancer on my own, but I can run and raise money to try to improve the outcomes and experiences for cancer patients around the world. Ashley, I know you're 38 now and you're getting ready to run a pretty amazing race for a wonderful cause, but can we go back to when you were 25 years old and you got diagnosed with cancer and what that was like?
It was really a fluke. I had a bad stomach bug that had me spike a fever of 104. My wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, said, okay, we're going to the ER. You know, they got my fever down, sent me home and said, just check in with the GI doctor later this week, make sure it was really just a bug. He said, yeah, it's absolutely just a bug, no issues. And at the end of the appointment, he was doing what doctors do, which is sort of, you know, randomly feel glands and things like that. And he said, oh, your thyroid's a little enlarged. Go get an ultrasound. It's probably nothing. I got an ultrasound and it showed a tumor or a nodule. And they said, it's probably nothing, but it's vascular and it has calcifications. Go get a biopsy. So I got a biopsy and it came back inconclusive. They said, it's probably nothing. Just let's take the right side out where the tumor is. So I had my first surgery. They re-biopsied it and it came back as cancer. I had a second surgery where they took the rest of my thyroid out. It also had cancer in it. So it was all really sort of a fluke.
And so that's why you're running for Dana-Farber?
I'm running in memory of my mom. In the same month that I was diagnosed with cancer, my mom was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer, which is a very aggressive and challenging to treat breast cancer.
Can't imagine what you have gone through, but I love that you're taking this, as so many people do, taking a loss, taking a painful memory and a moment and a challenge and turning it into something big by running 26.2 miles. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah, I never thought I would run one full marathon. And then after my mom died, I signed up to run Boston for Dana-Farber. The thing that they don't tell you about this team is that it is big family. You really find purpose outside of just the training. Even though I never thought I'd run one marathon, I've run 5 Boston marathons for Dana-Farber.
So, Ashley, it says you have raised over $100,000 for cancer research, which is a jaw-dropping number and really speaks to what one motivated individual can really do. But like there's a fun fact of how you raise a lot of that money. Can you tell everybody?
As you know, there are a lot of people who run the Boston Marathon. And so as a fundraiser, it's important to try and find a unique way to fundraise. So 3 other Dana-Farber runners and I, in 2017, we started a band that is a charity cover band. My wife likes to say we are the best charity cover band in the Boston area. I like to remind her we're the only one. But yeah, so we have put on, I think, 6 sold out shows, from Bill's Bar to Thunder Road to Sonia to the Burren. Our most recent one was at Deep Cut. We play everything you want to dance and scream sing to.
What's the name of the band?
The name of the band is Modesty Shorts. which, if you don't know, in Massachusetts, when you're training for Boston, it is cold, right? And you wear running tights while you're out running in frigid temperatures. Some people have, you know, anatomy that is not easily covered by running tights. It leaves very little to the imagination. And so they put their modesty shorts on over their running tights.
And for that, we're grateful.
What a delicate way of explaining that.
So, Ashley, yeah. If we want to get people that listen to the show to get involved, maybe to come see one of Modesty Short's shows or to donate to your run, how can we do that?
Yes. Well, you can find my fundraising page on the Dana-Farber website. I also believe you all are going to link it. Am I correct in
that? You are right.
Yes, that is
right. Oh, amazing. Thank you so much.
And we'll text it to people, too. If you want to text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234, we will text you a link directly to Ashley Raven's fundraising page.
Thank you. And as far as Modesty Shorts, yeah, you can find us on social media. If you look up Modesty Shorts on either Facebook or Instagram, we're there. But definitely follow us and stay tuned, because we're a really good time.
I bet
Ashley,
you are.
Thank you for coming on the show this morning and sharing your story with us. It's very empowering, for sure. And now you are officially a member of the Carson Woo! Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
All of Modesty Shorts.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Ashley.
Bye-bye. And if you want to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, we would love to hear your story, whether you're running a marathon or you just paid off your car. Whatever it is, we want to hear about it. You can share it with us at 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Breaking news again. Pope Francis has died at the age of 88. His last public appearance was actually for the Easter Sunday blessing yesterday. He died this morning. The pontiff took office in March of 2013. He will be the first pope for many, many years to actually be buried outside of the Vatican. They say he will be laid to rest in a simple wooden casket in Rome's Santa Maria Maggiore Basilica. And the new pope will be elected by the College of Cardinals, Kennedy, in a private gathering we all know is the conclave. It will be held at the Vatican. The meeting is secret with no electronic communications to the outside world. And then we wait for the smoke to arise. Black smoke if they haven't made a decision, and then white smoke once they pick a new pope. So breaking news this morning, the pope has died at the age of 88. Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.com. So the Boston Marathon is today. Happy Marathon Monday for those who celebrate. We wish all of the runners who are in from all over the place the best of luck today.
How's the weather for a runner today, Kennedy?
A little warm. I think it'll be a little warm, but I think it'll be a good day overall. So welcome everybody in town. And, you know, if you want to
Shout out somebody. We are here to hear that. Some celebrities who are running the Boston Marathon this year. Matt James from the Bachelor franchise is running for the second time. He's running as a field correspondent for ESPN. He will be literally in the field. Scott Stallings, who's a three-time PGA Tour winner, Alice Cook, U.S. Olympic figure skater, and Paula Radcliffe, the retired professional runner who formerly held the world record in the women's marathon. So congratulations to them. Go get them.
We will also have a broadcast going down there this afternoon. Greg, Freddie, and Andrea will be at Rochambeau for their show this afternoon, and I understand they're giving away some concert tickets and stuff like that, which should be a lot of fun. So if you're going to be down there, stop by and see Mix 104.1. We're hosting the party.
That's what I would do.
Right?
In fact, I might today.
There you go. Maybe you'll see Dan down there.
I'll be wandering around somewhere.
Are you?
Just look for a beard and a Red Sox hat. You'll see me.
Yeah, that won't be looking like anybody else who's down there.
I stand out, Kennedy. I'm a unique snowflake.
Sure, man. So, you know, I saw this story this morning and I was like, wait, what now? But Billy Ray Cyrus has a new lady in his life. It is a hard launch on Instagram with Elizabeth Hurley. I just did not have this on my bingo card ever.
Interesting.
They have a picture of the two of them. It says Happy Easter. He's like kissing her on the cheek. He's got little bunny ears on. They look adorable. But that came as a surprise to me. But good for those kids,
yeah,
I guess.
I mean, good for them.
I mean, dang.
I won't. If they're happy, I'm happy.
I know, right? This marks his first potential romance since his divorce from Fire Rose back in 2024, which was super amenable divorce.
Wasn't like Miley Cyrus not talking to him for a while?
It broke up the whole family.
Yeah.
The whole thing did. So, and speaking of Miley Cyrus, for some reason or another, Trace Cyrus, her brother, is calling out Katy Perry. As a scream for relevance, I don't really know, but he's saying that Katy has been copying his sister since the dawn of time. A lengthy rant on Instagram. He said, I first knew Katy Perry and her team were, and these are his words, not mine, lame as blank when her career was first dying. And they were like, what can we do? What worked for Miley? She cut her hair off and it broke the internet. Everyone freaked out and she bleached it blonde. We should do that with you, Katy. He continued, like he was having conversations with people. And, you know, he said that they paired him up with different artists and different, you know, styles, and that everything that has happened since here and now is because of Miley Cyrus, and Katy Perry needs to say thank you to her for her entire career, which I think is a wild reach. But Trace, why are you so mad, bro?
Why did he wake up and choose violence?
I'm sure Miley was like, can you not? That would be super great, can you not?
I bet he's a flat earther or something. That wouldn't surprise me.
Or if people just go, oh, Trace, yeah, remember that? He was in that one band with the one thing.
Metro Station. Shake It? Come on.
Put some respect on their name.
I like that song.
I won't. And but now at least one person will go to Spotify and click and play that song. So you're welcome for your 5 cents.
Kennedy,
that's what I got.
I'm looking at the photo of Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus, the one you had talked about that they posted. And I mean, it's an adorable picture.
It really is cute. They look really happy.
But the best part is she's wearing rabbit ears.
He's wearing rabbit ears. Yeah,
that's
what I said.
Oh, yeah. I just love it.
It's an Easter picture. Duh. One wears bunny ears, one takes an Easter picture.
That is good stuff.
And that's what I got.
All right, thank you, Kennedy.
You're welcome.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
And I was thinking of ways that I could get inside.
That song will pump you up. Let's go.
Let me go now.
Bring back Metro Station.
Said no one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring and a new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kyle from Acushnet.
Hello, Kyle.
Good morning, Kennedy.
They are on their way to volunteer at the marathon, him and his daughter.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's like a family tradition.
Nice. What's your daughter's name?
Kristen.
And where are you guys going to be volunteering?
We're at Mile 18.
What part? Where is that, Kennedy?
Before the hills, right?
It's before the hill. Yep. Yeah. Mm. It's in Newton.
Newton. There we go.
Yep.
All right. Kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kyle.
Miss Kennedy, would you be so kind as to leave the studio, please?
I sure will. Good luck to you.
Ooh, Miss Kennedy.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. It was 45 years ago today in 1980 at the Boston Marathon. Rosie Ruiz was the first woman to cross the finish line, but she was disqualified because she jumped into the race in the last mile. Which town does the Boston Marathon start in?
Hopkinton.
Dolly Parton has a new book coming out in November. It's called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage, featuring stories and photos from her iconic career. There will be an audiobook read by Dolly herself. Who is Dolly Parton the godmother of?
Brad Paisley.
Question number three, Melissa Joan Hart, 49 over the weekend. She played which iconic 90s TV character?
The witch. She was
You're halfway there.
Barbara Eden.
She had the black cat and I don't know her name.
All right. Question number four. Jennifer Garner spent Saturday with her boyfriend John Miller, so any rumors that she's getting back with Ben Affleck are probably bogus. Affleck and Garner started dating back in 2003 when they met on the set of which superhero movie that they both starred in?
That was X-Men.
Question number five. It's a week before the start of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour, and thousands of seats are still available. Beyonce last performed in town in 2023 when she played Gillette. What was the name of that tour?
The Queen Bee Tour.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy! How long have you guys been volunteering?
This is our third year.
Something I didn't think about till today is how many people have to be behind the scenes to make all of this work.
Yeah, there's at least three people. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank
at
you.
Kyle got 1 out of 5.
Sooooooooch.
My daughter's laughing at me.
No.
Just pretend she's laughing with you. It'll be okay.
That's a word. All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Yeah, it was 45 years ago today in 1980 at the Boston Marathon. Rosie Ruiz was the first woman to cross the finish line, but she was disqualified because she jumped into the race in the last mile.
Work smarter, not harder.
Green line, baby.
Which town does the Boston Marathon start in?
Hopkinton.
Tied at
starts
one.
Here.
Question number two. Dolly Parton has a new book coming in November. It's called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage, with stories and photos from her iconic career. Who is Dolly Parton the godmother of?
Miley Cyrus.
Yes, it is Miley Cyrus. 2-1. Melissa Joan Hart, 49 over the weekend. She played which iconic 90s TV character?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes.
I also would have accepted Clarissa from Clarissa Explains It All.
Very good.
Question number four. Jennifer Garner spent Saturday with her boyfriend John Miller, so any reports that she's getting back with Ben Affleck are probably bogus. Affleck and Garner started dating back in 2003 when they met on the set of which superhero movie they both starred in?
Was it Daredevil or was it Electro? Daredevil.
Good guess. 4-1. Question number five. It is a week before the start of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour, and word is thousands of seats are still available for each show. Beyonce last performed in town in 2023 when she played Gillette. What was the name of that tour?
Oh, gosh.
Hmm.
Lemonade?
Nope. The Renaissance Tour.
Oh, right. Duh.
Remember the Renaissance Tour.
Of course I do.
Yep. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy. Kyle, thank you to you and Kristen for the work you're going to be doing today. Have a great time down there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep.
And sadly, I can't beat Kennedy.
Please tell the third volunteer we also said thank you.
Carson and Kennedy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
On Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
All morning long, we're playing songs that'll maybe get you pumped up if you're going to the marathon to run 26.2. Or you're just going to go down there and support somebody who is running the marathon. A lot of wonderful people are going to be out there on the course, both Yuppers. Running, volunteering, and supporting. And so we'll play some good songs. If you got an idea for a marathon song you want to hear this morning, you can drop us a text or give us a call in the studio at 617-655-1234. We also want to know what you got into over the weekend. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, I had some friends in town, as we had discussed earlier, from Chicago. So Friday we took a tour, the Fenway tour, and then we went to the game.
How was the Fenway tour? Because I've never done that, and I've always wanted
nice.
To.
It was nice. It's, you know, you sit, and you get to come in, and then you sort of sit, and the tour guide kind of gives you the history of Fenway. The only problem was is that the pregame music had started playing, so it was banging loud, and he's trying to talk with his little container, but he was... he was so funny and told things that I didn't know about Fenway, and they really enjoyed learning about it. And then you get to go down on the field, you know, on the right behind like home plate and watch them have batting practice.
Did you get to go into the Green Monster? When I went on the tour, we went into the Green Monster.
You go on top of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ours took us down inside of it. But there's not a lot of space down there, Dan. And everybody has signed it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you have to pay way extra for that tour. That's completely different. They won't take you down there. For sure, on this tour. But then we went to the game. Then we like walked up to the finish line to see the finish line. And then Saturday had some brunch at Lucy, which was delicious. We went up to View Boston, which is so cool. And then
a little hometown tourist you were this weekend.
Yeah. I ended up at the finish line like twice this weekend, which was great. And then yesterday went down to see Plymouth Rock and hang out down there. It was really lovely.
How did the Chicagoans find Plymouth Rock?
Well, you know, I kind of explained.
Did you hit him with, this might be underwhelming?
No, because, I mean, he was like, no, he's like, he's a real history buff. And so he was like, no, I don't think it's underwhelming at all. I think it's really cool. And so had lunch there and then went to Hull. Went to Nantasket Beach for a little bit. Went to Daddy's to have a drink and then dropped off at the airport and off we went.
Katie's from Danvers and Katie is a doula. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Tell everybody what you witnessed this weekend.
This weekend, I was able to be a birth photographer, and I shot my first birth.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
It was amazing. Unmedicated and just beautiful.
Unmedicated. Wow.
Unmedicated and 10 pounds.
Wow.
I don't know how women do it. I'd be like, give me all of the drugs.
I don't know. I'm confident her husband couldn't have done it, but it was remarkable.
Now, I have to be honest. You know, I always know people get the photographs afterwards. You know, there's that adorable photo that they always do. But this is something new to me to hear that there was a photographer in there while it's happening.
Yeah. It was up in New Hampshire at the Birth Cottage, which is just a remarkable place. The midwives were spectacular, and it was just a super cool experience. I've had 5 kids myself, but I certainly had an epidural each time, and to see it done in such a beautiful way was really amazing.
Oh, that is remarkable.
That is cool. All right, well, thank you.
And in the water, too, so, yeah.
Woo! What a time!
Yeah.
I'm assuming, as a photographer in that moment, you're not telling her to pose.
Oh, hell no.
You're not like, look up, you're a tiger, smile with your eyes.
Thank you, Katie. We appreciate that. We did the Cape thing this weekend. Actually, my son Barrett is here. Good morning, Barrett.
Good morning.
He had a game on Friday, which was a tough loss.
Oh.
Did you have a game on Thursday? It was game on Thursday. That's right.
Yeah.
Game on Thursday.
Yeah, we came out with our heads down. Weren't really in it, but we ended up... We
just want to thank God and my country and my sponsors.
I'm out here trying to give 100%.
For the team we were playing, we played well.
Yes, exactly.
But we're on to Cleveland.
We're playing really good team.
All 3 phases of the game.
That's it.
Pretty much.
We just got to focus on the X's and O's.
Pretty much.
But yeah, we did all the, you know, the yard work this weekend, putting out the, you know, the table and the umbrella and all that sort of stuff. Did a little grilling over the weekend. So it was kind of a nice weekend in that regard.
It's nice to just chill out for a little.
Yeah. It wasn't.
Take a break.
It wasn't too hectic. It was pretty low-key weekend.
Pretty chill.
Right? Yeah. All right. 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Call or text that number. We'll do more of that coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-655-1234. What did you get into over the weekend? Not like there was anything going on in town. Kind of a quiet weekend around here.
Yeah, there aren't a million people from all over the world.
Tumbleweeds rolling down Boylston.
I swear.
I saw a really funny, I can't remember who the person was that posted it, but this guy posted like all the stuff that was happening this weekend, and then he was like at the end, of course, that's why I'm going to sit at the house and do nothing all weekend.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, friends.
Big fan, in fact.
Big fan.
Michelle from Billerica. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
So you went into the North End this weekend? Did you get to see any of the ceremony?
I didn't see any of the ceremony. My best friend, that's where we grew up together, is home visiting from California. So she was in the city, so I went to meet up with her. We popped by Paul's house for fun.
Just a little bit. Just to
was
stop
he there?
And say hi.
He wasn't home, unfortunately. So we decided just had to have drinks for Paul.
Obviously. And, pour one out for your homies.
To have drink for worse reasons.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Paul, for all you've done for us so far.
Viva la revolution!
We did get to meet people that came into the bar we were sitting at that had extra wigs and lanterns, and they were also dressed, and neck scarves, so we obviously put them on.
Amazing. Amazing.
And so we made best friends with these random people I'll never see again and have
single
pictures
friends are best.
Holding the lanterns and the wigs.
That is
I love
awesome.
It.
What if, yeah, that's a fantastic time.
Only in Boston can you turn something so historical Ew. Into a drinking game.
That's what we fought for, Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm
that freedom.
To put the booze
the
in our drink.
The bartender was laughing at us all night. Like, every time someone came in, I said, are you here for Paul? I was like, what are you talking about?
Amazing.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you for sharing that, Michelle. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a great week.
All right, you too.
Yeah, it was a big weekend for us. I didn't mention this before, Kennedy, but obviously with it being Easter weekend, and our church is kind of a cool story. So our church, Christ Church Charlestown, is a church plant. So it's a relatively new church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
started in a high school cafeteria.
I mean,
we
started from the bottom. Now you're here.
We've worked. You know,
I'm
we had service in a park.
Yeah.
Barrett got baptized, I think, in a park with dogs running around.
I did.
You got baptized
water,
in a parking
with,
lot
with a water hose and a metal pump.
That is exactly.
I was there.
It was awesome.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, we were gifted a building, and the building is called First Church. And there's a big history with this church. It's been there hundreds of years, right? And so it was just cool to be there. There is one particular gentleman that goes to this church, and he was there this weekend. And he's been going since he was born. And I think he's in his
70s.
He's in his 70s. So he's been going to that church for 70-something years. And he said this weekend was the most people he had ever seen in that church. I mean,
aww.
We had like 150
I'm
people
so
there.
I'm so glad to hear it.
We had 8 people in the band, Dan.
Wow.
It was a lot. I had like guitar lick solos in the band this weekend.
You had solos at church?
It was impressive.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Are you just saying that because we're on the radio? Are you?
No. I was there.
Barrett, did you feel the spirit of the Lord go inside you during these solos? Were you transcended?
Not quite. I don't think.
Do you know what Barrett said to me? So I got done and I went and sat down next to him while service was happening. Do you remember what you said to me?
No, I don't. What'd I say? Oh. He shaved beforehand. And
I butchered my mustache again.
Again. A couple of months ago, he did the same thing and got mad at both of you for not telling him.
Right.
And so I just made sure I let him know.
Because it didn't look like anything. That's why we didn't tell him. It looked just fine.
No one's looking at your face
No one.
I came off stage just like this high, just I'm feeling it's Easter Sunday. It's like church is, there's just this amazing thing going. And Barrett leans over and goes, Dad, I think you messed up your mustache. I'm like, that's what you took away from today?
We've done it twice in a couple months. It feels like a you problem.
I didn't want somebody else to say, what happened to your left?
Because nobody would because no one sees it.
It is
invisible.
I'm totally with him on this. If I hadn't told him, he would be like, well, I know you would tell me. So I just had to make sure he knew.
How was your weekend, Barrett? What did you get into over the weekend?
You restrung my goalie stick. And that was really interesting to watch you spend 3 hours trying to figure out how to restring my stick. And I will say I sat in and watched you do it. I cannot help you at all because...
How much did we fight over me trying to restring your goalie stick?
Oh, that was bad. You messed up once and you were like an hour and a half in. And then you realized you messed up and you were not happy really at all.
Can't you pay somebody to do that?
You can, but right. It's like $300. So you can spend $20.
It might be worth it next time.
I was going to say, what's time worth? What's your time worth?
Producer Dan, how was your weekend?
I had a really good weekend. It ended up being a lot busier than I thought it was going to.
Oh, yeah?
So leaving here after the show on Friday, I was popping out and I walked by our music director, the guy who schedules all the music on Mix, Mike Mullaney, just to say, like, happy Easter, enjoy your weekend. And he goes, I have 2 extra tickets to the Red Sox tonight. Do you want to go?
Let's go.
And I said, absolutely, I am free.
It was a fun game, right?
It was awesome. Yeah, Trevor
so
Story hit 2 3-run dingers.
So many dingers.
We won, yeah. Me and you, our music director sitting next to each other at a baseball game.
Electric Factory.
Is a lot. I felt bad for the people in front of us.
Electric Factory.
I felt bad for the White Sox. And at one point, I got in line for the Fenway Franks because Kennedy was at the same game, so we were texting a little bit beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I knew you were with a bunch of people from Chicago.
Yeah.
And I got two Fenway Franks, and I just covered them in ketchup.
Oh,
and I almost sent you a picture.
You should have.
I said, I'll do it again.
I should. In fact, send it to me. I'll send it to them.
So this is what I think about your city. And then Saturday, it was like 81 degrees.
It was
a lot. Knees are out for the first time this year.
Yeah.
We went into the North End and got some food.
Nice. Yeah.
It was awesome. It was
did cute. You see any of the Lex 250 celebration that was happening?
I did not.
The weekend?
No. I mean, my girlfriend and her whole family's from Arlington, and they were doing a bunch of stuff there, too, but it was just, nah.
It looked like
it'd be a madhouse.
I mean, I saw the video of the drone show that they put on, and it was just unbelievable, because when you think of the revolution, you think of drone show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do now. Well played, friends.
Yeah. We fought for these flying machines.
Damn Skippy.
So we bumped around the North End for awesome, beautiful. Can't wait to go back.
Yeah.
And Sunday was Easter.
Yeah.
We had a big Easter brunch, and then I went home and watched the Celtics win.
We had ham and turkey.
There you go.
Ham and turkey, Kennedy.
Domino's Pizza.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way. On a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid, you can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Please welcome Carly from Easton in the studio this
Hello,
morning.
Hello, my friend.
Well, good morning.
What was the score when you beat Kennedy before?
4-3.
Right. And I understand you have a bone to pick with Dan.
I do. I played a couple of years ago, and Kennedy and I ended in a 3-3 tie, but it should have been 4-3 in my favor. I shall explain. One of the questions was, what is the name of Corey Matthews' best friend? To which I replied, Sean, and Kennedy replied, I don't know. And Dan said that he was upset because he had missed a Boy Meets World convention over the weekend and asked that I also provide the last name. I did not know the last name.
Well,
and so
wrong.
I was given zero credit. I said,
have you been holding on to that for years?
Oh, in my gut. Every time I play.
But we're here now.
Carly, will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Gladly. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. It is Redemption Week, giving Kennedy a shot at redemption at the most recent competitors who have defeated her. You get more right than Kennedy. When, if you look over to your left, you can see Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She cannot hear anything that is happening on the air. Are you ready, Carly?
I am ready.
Queen Elizabeth II was born today in 1926. What is the name of her son who currently sits on the throne?
Prince William.
Question number two. Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus seem to confirm dating rumors after posting a cheek kiss photo on Easter with a heart caption. Can you name this song Billy Ray Cyrus was on? Take a listen.
Pat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car.
Name the song.
Old Town Road.
Question number three. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan's new movie, Sinners, knocked off the Minecraft movie from the top spot at the box office this weekend. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan have done several movies together in the past year. Can you name one?
Rocky?
Could you be more specific?
Rocky. Creed? I don't know. No, I cannot be more specific.
Okay, question number four. You were close. Cher has the record for the longest amount of time between her first and last number one hits. Her first number one hit was I Got You, Babe, in the summer of 65. Her last number one hit was in 1999. Can you name the song?
Do You Believe in Love?
What's the name of the song?
Believe.
Question number five. According to Google search data from the last year, Scar from The Lion King is the most searched Disney villain in the country. Oogie Boogie is the most searched for millennials, and Ursula's Moray Eels Floatsome and Jetsome for Gen Z. Oogie Boogie is from which Tim Burton movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Did you give her number three?
I did not give her number three.
Carly, I want us to be on good terms after our last fight.
We are.
She did say the word. I think we should give it to her.
Dan, you're back to being my fave.
She did say it. I'm not just pandering.
Aren't you, though?
She said it.
All right.
She didn't know she said it, but she said it.
She said some word in the middle of 17 other words.
She said it at the end.
But, yeah, I will give it to her. She got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Wow. Well done.
Yep. Very well done. Oh, my. Half a dang. There's, oh.
No matter what I do, I got one of the women in the studio mad at me. I can't whip or drive.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. It is Redemption Week with Carly getting 4 out of 5 correct. Question number one. Queen Elizabeth II was born today in 1926. What is the name of her son who currently sits on the throne?
King Charles.
It is King Charles, 1-0. Elizabeth Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus seem to confirm dating rumors after posting a cheek kiss on Easter with a heart caption. Can you name this Billy Ray, or can you name this song that Billy Ray was on? Take a listen.
Hat down, cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car.
Old Town Road.
2-1. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan's new movie, Sinners, knocked off the Minecraft movie from the top spot at the box office this weekend. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan have done several movies together in the past. Can you name one of them?
Black Panther.
The Creed franchise and Fruitvale Station were others. 3-2, question number four. Cher has the record for the longest amount of time between her first and last number one hits. Her first, I Got You, Babe, in the summer of 65. Her last, in 1999. Can you name that song?
Believe.
4-3, question number five. According to Gurgle, I got a problem with Google search. I call it Gurgle. According to Google search data from the last year, Scar from The Lion King is the most searched Disney villain in the country. Oogie Boogie is the most searched for millennials. And Ursula's Moray Eels Floatsome and Jetsome for Gen Z. Oogie Boogie is from which Tim Burton movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas?
That is correct.
Woo. Woof. I am wildly embarrassed.
Hold on, say that again.
I am wildly embarrassed about the first question, so I am happy with the loss.
Okay.
You are charming. Thank you for coming this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, redemption is yours, Kennedy.
Yay.
Good work. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Carly, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I am Carly from Easton, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
This time.
This time.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is your guide to the Boston Marathon today. Looks like the weather, Kennedy, you as a marathon runner, say it's going to be just a tinge warm?
Yeah.
Just a little warm.
The sun is shining, and it's going to be, you know, in the upper 50s, if not 60. It might just a touch warm.
Just a touch warm.
Yep.
Just a touch warm.
60 degrees is warm to run?
Yeah. Mm. Especially with the sun shining down upon your head. Yeah.
Barrett and I were talking about this morning on the drive-in. He was asking how long it takes them to finish the marathon, the elite runners. And it's about 2 hours, right? It's, I think the world record somewhere around 2 hours, somewhere between 2 hours and 2 hours and 5 minutes. And we did the math. How fast are they running for those 2 hours?
13 miles an hour the entire time.
I've never ran 13 miles an hour once.
I said to Barrett, I was like, get on a treadmill next time you're at the Y and set it for 13 and see if you can hang on.
Yeah.
I'm good for about 7 or 8.
Yeah, the guy who won last year did it in 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 17 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, watching the elites cross is awesome, but like when the big pack starts to come in, I think they around 4 hours is your average good runner time.
3.5 is just over qualifying, depending on your age, I think.
Yeah.
Cindy is from Middleborough. Who do you want to shout out for the Boston Marathon today?
Hi, guys. Good morning. I want to shout out to my daughter, Paige. She's 18, a high school senior. She is running her first marathon.
Uh-huh.
And I
And I actually just dropped her off in Hopkinton.
Oh, my God.
So excited for her.
Where does Paige go to high school?
Middleborough High School.
All right. And why is she running? Did she qualify? Is she running for an organization?
No, she's running for Mass Fallen Heroes.
Oh, that's a great organization. Sure.
Yeah. Yes, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for your service, Carson. And I actually ran for the same charity 8 and 9 years ago.
Look at you.
So it's almost a 10-year mark, and she posted last night that tables have turned because she went with me in to get my ticket to get my bib.
Right.
And then on Friday, we went in to get her bib.
Oh.
So she's awesome.
You must be a proud mama.
I am.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations to Paige and to you, too, for passing on the tradition to her. Hope you have a great day down there.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, so, all right, yeah, you too. So, as Kennedy said, yeah, they're going out in different flights. So, at 9:06, we get the men's wheelchair and then the women's wheelchair at 9:09. The elite men will go at, or there's hand cycles and duos too at 9:30. Mm-hmm. 9:37, Kennedy, the elite men, and then 9:47 is the elite women. There's a para athletics division at 9:50.
That's a very big deal.
Yeah.
Relatively new. And just showing you how inclusive the Boston Marathon is trying to be, and it's really remarkable. So,
and then the regular folk,
and then the charity runners in four different waves. Let's go.
10 a.m., 10:25, 10:50, and 11:15. Wave one, wave two, wave three, and wave four. And Bear was asking why they send them all in different waves, Kennedy, and you being down there.
Can you imagine 30,000 people all starting at the exact same time?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Then can you imagine if you were a fast runner and
you had to deal with,
and you're in front of the person who is very slow?
Yeah.
So they put you in waves for charities because there are so many of you, but also by time. So you let them know sort of what you think your mile's going to be. That's why I was always in the last wave, which is fine with me.
You're running a marathon. Like, that's
incredible, right?
I let him warm it up for us, you know.
From the 603, this is Keith. I wanted to give a shout out to Tina DiPaolo, who is running the Boston Marathon for the first time. Co-worker of mine out of Manchester here.
Let's go.
At Elliott Hospital. Congratulations to them. From the 978, shout out to Steve Chamberlain and 50legs.org. who is running the marathon today. He himself is an amputee and makes sure no one, especially children, goes without a leg, regardless of their financial situation. Oh, when the bombing happened, he got on a plane the next day. He is our small hero doing such amazing things. Can't wait to see him cross that finish line. That is so dope. Ingrid from West Roxbury. Good morning, Ingrid.
Yay! Good morning.
So, are you going to be volunteering again this year at the marathon?
Number 23. Excited.
23. Which part do you volunteer?
I'm a marshal. I'm a marshal at the grandstands.
Oh wow!
So right at the
You're right there.
Big.
Ingrid, mm-hmm. You have the exact energy I feel like I would want if I just ran 26 miles. You were very like uplifting, positive energy. You would need that at the end.
It's a great time. It's people all over the world. It's people just be nice to volunteers. That's all I ask.
What's the coolest thing you've seen in your 23 years of volunteering?
I would say always the wheelchairs, to see their endurance. They just come out with a big smile also. And you're just like, you know what? Life is okay.
I love it.
You can't complain.
Now, were you working down at the grandstand the year of the marathon bombing?
I was not. I was at the Cactus Club, though, right at the corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I remember just watching it. It's still kind of surreal that happened.
Right.
And just the way the city, again, just brought all the volunteers together, took care of us, made sure we were okay. But every year we just come back a little stronger. So thanks, volunteers. Thanks, marshals. Thanks, everybody that just is part of this amazing thing in the city. And, every year it's just bigger and better.
Good deal. Well, thanks for calling in. Have a great day down there today,
okay? Thank you, guys. You too. All right. Thank you.
And then I'm going to be down there today. Bear and I are headed down after the show. I don't know how many years I've been hosting and DJing the Race for Rehab for Spalding.
Yeah.
It's been a very long time. Probably since right after the marathon bombing.
Yeah.
It's been a while. So they host a big post-race party for all their runners and the whole team from Spalding.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it. It's such a great spot. So it's in the Mandarin Oriental. but they do it up on the one level up, mm-hmm. and there's these huge windows, Dan. They're like 20 feet tall, and so you're right there as they're coming in like the last half mile, and you can, and the emotion that you see of people in the last half mile.
It's like, the spot. When you make that turn, suddenly it doesn't hurt anymore.
Right.
And you can't believe what you're seeing and that you've made it and that you did it. Mm-hmm. And everyone is there yelling and screaming.
It is
the best thing in the world.
That was inspiring. You painted a picture, Kevin.
It is literally the best thing in the world. No matter how bad it hurts when you make that turn, they lift you and carry you across the finish line.
And then also, if you're going to go down there, you can hang out with Greg, Freddie, and Andrea from Mix. They're going to be celebrating the 129th Boston Marathon. With our good friends from Citgo, they're giving away tickets to see Shakira when she comes to town at Fenway Park. They're going to be at Rochambeau, and Rochambeau is right there on the right side of Boylston, kind of towards the beginning of Boylston, right past the Heinz Convention Center on the right, before you get to the Pru, or like the Tesla places and all that. Mm-hmm. Right there, if you're going into the entrance to Italy, that's where Rochambeau is. Mm-hmm. And they will be set up there from 2 to 7. They're going to be hanging out. I hear producer Dan might make an appearance.
Yeah, I'm going to the Red Sox game today. I'm going to walk down after and see what's happening.
Yeah, so no matter what you're doing down there, just make sure to thank all the volunteers. Did you see them? All the emergency workers and first responders. There's a lot of work that goes into today, not just the people running.
Oh,
but
my
the people.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Gosh, behind the scenes,
so
too.
Much.
Yep. All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Say hey to Emily from Rockland.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On your way to Blue Hills Animal Sanctuary?
I am. Mm. It's like a rare occasion that it's just me and my middle child, so figured do something fun with her today.
That sounds awesome.
What kind of animals they got there?
They got otters, and that's what I'm excited
about. Oh.
Right there, as soon as you pull in the parking lot. Right there.
Oh, we got to go.
All right, Emily, kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She's going to go think about otters in the other room.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. And my son Barrett, who's off from school, is running the big board.
Hello.
Don't mess it up over there. That's permanent ink.
No, stop.
All right, here we go. Question.
I can't believe how much of a man he sounds like now. It's like he's grown up on the radio now, so I'm like not okay with it.
It's wild.
He's very tall.
He is tall.
That's scary.
Question number one. James McAvoy turns 46 today. He was in 4 X-Men movies. Who did he play?
He played Cyborg.
Question number two. It was 7 years ago today in 2018. Vern Troyer died of alcohol poisoning. He was 49 years old at the time. Vern Troyer played the character Mini-Me in which comedy movie franchise?
Austin Powers.
Big Bang Theory co-stars Johnny Galecki and Kelly Cuoco reunited to shoot an ad for an online game. Which band sings the Big Bang Theory theme song? Take a listen to take a listen to a piece of it and then name the band.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
We built a pyramid.
Yeah, name the band.
I think it's Weezer.
Question number four, Morgan Wallen's new song with Post Malone, I Ain't Coming Back, was released on Friday, and it's already number one on the iTunes country chart and the all-genre iTunes chart. Who is older, Morgan Wallen or Post Malone?
Post Malone.
And question number five, Pope Francis, the head of the Catholic Church, has unfortunately passed away at the age of 88. After a mourning period, a process will begin to elect a new pope. Can you name the 2024 Oscar-nominated movie that depicts the papal election process?
No.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, who is the middle child that is with you today?
Her name is Lily. Lily, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lily.
How old is Lily?
She is 6.
Oh, that's awesome. Some alone time with Lily, Emily. That's awesome.
Yes, my Lils McGills.
Lils McGills. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Emily got 1 out of 5. Sooch.
Sanctuary Sooch.
I did better than I thought I did.
That's the attitude we need.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
James McAvoy, 46 today. He was in 4 X-Men movies. Who did he play?
Professor Xavier. Professor X, yeah.
Yeah, Charles Xavier, Professor
Thank
X.
Thank you.
You're on it.
I got them to just mix the two together. You know, 1-0. The guy in the place, the bald
Question
head.
Question number two. Guy. 7 years ago today, in 2018, Vern Troyer died of alcohol poisoning. Vern Troyer played the character Mini-Me in which comedy movie franchise?
Austin Powers.
2-1. Big Bang Theory co-stars Johnny Galecki and Kelly Cuoco reunited to shoot an ad for an online game. Which band sings the Big Bang Theory theme song? Take a listen to a piece of it and then name the band.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history.
Unraveling the mystery.
It's the Bare
Naked
Ladies.
It all started with the Big Bang.
Bang!
Yes. Bare Naked Ladies, not Weezer. 3-1. Morgan Wallen's new song with Post Malone, I Ain't Coming Back, was just released on Friday. Already number one on the charts, Kennedy. Who's older, Morgan Wallen or Post Malone?
Post Malone.
Morgan Wallen's 31, Post Malone is 29.
Some hard years on Posty.
Yeah. That's a lot of Bud Light and cigarettes.
3-1, question number 5. Pope Francis, the head of the Catholic Church, has unfortunately passed away at the age of 88. After a mourning period, a process will begin to elect a new pope. Can you name the 2024 Oscar-nominated movie that depicts the papal election process?
Conclave.
Yeah, it's all about the black smoke and the white smoke, Kennedy. 4-1 is the final score. Nice job. Nice work, Kay.
Thank you.
Yep.
We had fun.
I mean, it was fun.
Not otter fun, but it was fun.
They hold hands while they sleep.
What?
Yes, so they don't float away from each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%, yes.
True love.
It's the cutest thing ever.
All right, Emily. Well, you have a great time today. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Emily from Rockland, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course. Brought to you by our good friends at Subaru. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Meg from Rockland.
Good morning, Meg.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
So Meg has a rare alone day. Kids at daycare. She has the day off. And so you know what she's going to do with that magical time?
What? Go to Michael's?
Clean the house.
Clean the house.
No.
You were.
No, don't do that.
You are free day.
Go outside.
Wrong. Go outside. Go touch grass. Do something. All right, Meg, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, too. It is the 1K CBK, Meg. Your chance to win $1,000. Answer more correctly than Kennedy, and you win the cash. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. My son Barrett is here this morning hanging out on his day off from school, and he's managing the big board.
Big board.
That's right. Are you ready?
I am ready. Thank you. Woo.
Dave Coulier says he became friends with Charles Barkley by making fart noises at a golf tournament. He said, quote, "Farts are universal in any language. A fart will make someone laugh." Which professional sports league did Charles Barkley play in?
The NBA.
Question number two. Who played both twins in The Parent Trap in 1998?
Lindsay Lohan.
Drake is already suing Universal Music for promoting Kendrick Lamar's diss track. Now he says they should pay up for the Super Bowl halftime show, which he says was orchestrated to assassinate his character. What is the title of that diss track?
They're not us. They're not like us. Something like that. They ain't like us.
Okay, question number four. Morgan Wallen co-wrote 22 of the 37 songs on his new album, I'm the Problem. It will also feature his first ever female collaboration with whom?
Is that Kelsey Ballerini?
And question number five. What was the name of the luxury hotel where Julia Roberts' character stayed in Pretty Woman?
Oh.
Mm.
Let's see. I don't know. Hilton?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Woo! All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Meg started strong. They got tough, though.
All right.
Meg got two out of five correct.
Well done.
Yep, these are difficult. Are you ready?
Yep.
Dave Coulier says he became friends with Charles Barkley by making fart noises at a golf tournament. He says farts are universal in any language. A fart will make someone laugh. Which professional sports league did Charles Barkley play in?
He was a basketball player in the NBA.
The NBA, yes, that is it. Tied at one, question number two. Who played both twins in The Parent Trap in 1998?
Lindsay Lohan.
Tied at two, question number three. Drake is already suing Universal Music for promoting Kendrick Lamar's diss track. Now he says they should pay up for the Super Bowl halftime show, which he says was orchestrated to assassinate his character. What is the title of that diss track?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm not going to get it.
Not like us.
Not like us.
Not like us.
I was thinking, what about us?
What about us?
No. What about us?
Yes. Tied to two, question number four. Morgan Wallen co-wrote 22 of the 37 songs on his new album, I'm the Problem. It will also feature his first ever female collaboration with whom?
Tate McRae.
It is Tate McRae. 3-2, question number five. Kennedy, what was the name of the luxury hotel where Julia Roberts' character stayed in Pretty Woman?
Oh, I don't know.
Hmm.
The Ritz?
Hmm.
Four Seasons?
The Beverly Wilshire.
The Beverly Wilshire, yeah.
Wilshire.
It's Wilshire.
She was in the Wilshire. That would be a different movie. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Meg, you did good. Those were tough, tough questions.
They were hard, yeah.
They were hard. All right, well...
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just thinking about you cleaning your house today on a beautiful day when you should not be cleaning your house.
Yeah, go outside.
Well, just a little bit, and then I will go outside and take a walk.
Okay.
All right,
good deal.
All right, Meg, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Meg from Rockland, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.